Okay, let's do on the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4, 1198. This is the 16th day of El Tovshin Dal, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing this letter, this letter to the titles Shalom Dov Sheyichya, and they write in the bottom, it's Lifshitz, that's the family name. Shalom Uvrocha. The Rebbe said, I received your letter from Saturday night, the first day of Elul, and the contents is that you participate in the work of being an active member in the Torah group, Machne Terosi. And you see good results in your efforts, but since the religious community in Israel may be built, is not responding to your call properly as they should, so the entire work falls upon them. And this causes him to waste a lot of time from studying Torah. And the question is it something which is worthy for him? Or, as your language, as he uses the language of the Rebbe, should I neglect my soul for the souls of others? He's asking, in other words, his activities will take away from his personal Torah study. He found the right person to ask the question, asking the Rebbe this question. Rebbe says, I was shocked to hear such a question. God gave you success, gave you the opportunity to save souls of sons and daughters of the Jewish people from total denial, God forbid, of God's existence. You can help them that they should remain Jews that will be faithful to Hashem and His Torah, which we see also with our eyes of flesh vividly. So now your inclination is coming and trying to persuade you. Who says if this is something, this idea is good for you to occupy yourself in other business that you might possibly maybe miss out on your Torah study? It's known, a very clear ruling in the Gemara, that if it's a mitzvah that you cannot do through others, you take away time from studying Torah for it. It's also known in the saying of the Gemara in Temura that in the verse it says, "Ashir v'rov shnishgos nivgoshu meir einish neim havaya." It says that when a wealthy person and a poor person meet up together, God enlightens the eyes of them both. So what does it mean, a wealthy person? Somebody who's wealthy in Torah, and you meet up with a poor person, somebody who's poor in Torah. So then God enlightens both of your eyes, which means that even the one who is contributing, the one who's giving, the one who's rich, he gains in his study of Torah. This is much more than the normal saying of our sages in Tainis Zainod Aleph, that I've learned a lot from my teachers and from my friends, but I've learned from my students more than all. From my students, I learned more than all. Because the statement in the Tainis is relating what a person learns according to his abilities. As it says, Lamadati, I've learned from my students. So he learned according to his abilities. But when our sages promise us in the Talmud and Temura that God will enlighten both of your eyes, made in his name Avaya, which means that study which requires support from the heavens, so over there we seek such a light, Meir, Einish Nemavayah. We see such a light which is much greater. That's Hashem's ability, which is much stronger. Meir, Einish Nemavayah. You get the support from Hashem. What I'm intending is, Rebbe says, not only that through your wasting time of learning Torah for a limited period, you are doing what the Torah tells you to do, as the Gemara Moed Katan says, but further, that your wasting of time is actually your, what you think you're wasting, it's actually you're giving it, you're contributing to your learning of Torah. That's Kiyuma. because this will help you, your mind and your heart will become 1,000 times more clearer. So that in a little bit of time, you're going to be successful in your learning in an unlimited way. So don't worry about wasting a little time, because you're wasting a little time, but your mind and your heart will become so clear and so understanding that you will later on be able to accomplish a whole lot more than you would be able to accomplish had you set just the time and put the effort, your effort in Torah.
Yes. Sometimes you just, the brain.
We see from here how great were the words of our sages. And the fact that they say in the Talmud, Shabbos Kufemid Beis, that this is the crafts, the way, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, the way he works. Today he says, do so. Till later on, etc. Tomorrow he tells you, do so. Till he tells you, go and worship idols. So, my father-in-law derived from the language, he said, why does he tell you, do so? He tells him, do so. Which means that the evil inclination, he's very shrewd. And he comes to each person with an argument that would be fitting according to that person's spirit. But at the end of the day, he persuades him and he brings him to the level that he's able to tell him, go and worship idols. Look in the Kuntres, which was printed for Chayelu, that for sure has reached your place about this Maamar Hazal. I'm going to conclude my letter with wishes for success in your holy work. Automatically, it's going to bring you success also in the study of Torah, Yirat Shamayim, and you should keep on going and increasing in Torah and Yirat together. I'd be interested to know, what was your style of learning before you entered in this group in the Chavre Pi'ile Machne Terosi, if you have now set times for the Torah, Torah in Niglan, Chassidus, Blessed Chassidus, 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 and Rebbe adds a piece from the Sikha Shabbos Vorim Shchodesh Elul that made interest him. I'm wondering if this is the guy, the Pi'ilim from Yad Lachim, I wonder if that's him, Sholomber Lifshitz. I'm not sure. It's one of the organizations that deals with trying to save people from intermarriage and other kind of different things. I'm not sure. I know the Sholomber Lifshitz that was heading that. I'm not sure if he passed away. I'm not sure. I think he passed away. I don't want to say, I'm not sure. But the point over here, this here, you see the Rebbe's view. You're not wasting your time. You're actually increasing your time. I got to say, and I actually feel that every time that, you know, that I spend time learning, even, you know, you can think that, well, maybe you can learn with scholars and things like that. You know, by divine providence, God brought me to a community in which there is not a yeshiva over here. It's not where I started off with, in which there were students, and we can discuss, like, you know, difficult passages of the Talmud and try to figure them out. But you feel that your mind and your heart become just going, learning even some of the basic matters, and you're sharing with people, and you're teaching people, you're learning, you're making them aware of what the Shulchan Aruch says, what the Rebbe says. Sometimes it's even on the very simple level, but you feel that you have so much more success than whatever you're doing. So that's the greatest blessing. The opportunity is to be able to share. And then again, you know, the Rebbe was all for people to contribute something to the world, not to help other people find Yiddishkeit, help other people find their roots, to find meaning in their religion, to find meaning about. Unfortunately, a lot of the people that grew up in the previous generation, even if they were told go to shul or whatever a few times a year, but they didn't really mean, they didn't have any backing. It wasn't like the excitement. They didn't know why or when. You know, go, your father tells you, go to shul, you go to shul. But why should I go to shul? The rabbi's sermon is boring. I'd rather be outside playing. You know, I don't want to sit there through all this. But there's no meaning. There was no They didn't educate them. They didn't learn enough to know that. So Rebbe feels that it's everybody's responsibility to do something about it. And like he once said it very nicely, he was the chief rabbi, Jonathan Sachs from England. He once said, you know, he went to his different rebbes. Everybody tried to make him a follower of them. You know, they tried to tell him how much he can gain by becoming their follower. And I came to the Rebbe. The Rebbe told him, "You become a leader. Don't become a follower. Become a leader. Do something, because the point here is, Rebbe wants everybody to do something for Yiddishkeit. And don't worry. There's so much to do. There's so much work to do. There's enough to go around for everybody. So everybody can do something for Yiddishkeit. There's nothing. And Rebbe also always said, you don't have to be a Talmud Chacham. You don't have to be a scholar in order to be a teacher. Even if you know Aleph and Bet, which is only two letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and the other person only knows the Aleph, one letter, you teach them the Bet. So in other words, everybody can be there of value to be able to teach something. If you learn something, if you're in class, you're in shul, and you learn something, you can go home, you can go to the spouse, to the children, to other people you meet, you can tell them something about, because you learn something new, you know something more, you know something different. And we all learn all the time. Everybody learns the time. But the point that Rebbe is making here, you would have to do it anyways. This is the halacha, that you mevatel Talmud Torah to teach something when it's a mitzvah that you can't do somebody else. But the Rebbe is basically telling them, and this is an argument which Rebbe makes quite frequently, you're not mevatel. You're not wasting your time, because you're actually helping yourself. Because when you help somebody else, then you help yourself, then made enish nemavaya, as the pasuk says. So don't think that you have to give something up. You say, oh, you know, what should I do? I have to help somebody else. I have to. No, you're helping somebody else. You're actually helping yourself in the most, the greatest and the most profound way, that you should be able to be a lot more successful than you were before.